We welcome all of you to Grace Bible Church this morning. I want to draw your attention in our call to worship today to Luke chapter 7, where we have there the account of the centurion who brought his servant to be healed to the Lord Jesus Christ. I want to read the first 10 verses of this passage and just make a few comments on it. Now, when he had ended all his sayings in the audience of the people, he entered into Capernaum. And a certain centurion's servant who was dear unto him was sick and ready to die. And when he heard of Jesus, he sent unto him the elders of the Jews, beseeching him that he would come and heal his servant. And when they came to Jesus, they brought him instantly, saying that he was worthy for whom he should do this. For he loveth our nation, and he hath built us a synagogue. Then Jesus went unto them, and when he was not now far from the house, the centurion sent friends to him, saying unto him, Lord, trouble not thyself, for I am not worthy that thou shouldest enter under my roof. Wherefore, neither thought I myself worthy to come unto thee, but say in a word, and my servant shall be healed. For I also am a man set under authority, having under me soldiers, and I say unto one, Go, and he cometh, and to another, Come, and he cometh, and to my servant, Do this, and he doeth it. When Jesus heard these things, he marveled at him, and turned about, and said unto the people that followed him, I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. And they that were sent, returning to the house, found the servant whole that had been sick. You know, what a testimony we have here of a man that understood the power of the Lord Jesus Christ. He understood authority. That all Jesus had to do, well, he didn't have to come to the house, he didn't have to lay hands on him, he didn't have to be there in the presence. All he had to do was just say the word and his servant would be healed. Listen, folks, we live in a day and time where the diminished understandings of the Word of God has led us to come up with substitute doctrines for the truth of the fact that Jesus Christ need but speak the Word. That's all we need, just to speak the Word. And He has spoken His Word. Therefore, there is power in this book. There is power in the words of the book. And we have gathered together today to worship the Lord Jesus Christ. But do we worship Him as someone that is just Jesus from the Bible? Or is it really the one who is the authoritative one who speaks truth and he can heal the sick and he can redeem the sinner all by speaking the Word? There's a difference there. The authority of the Word of God stands this morning. That's why we've gathered here, to be taught by an authoritative Word. If you've come for some other reason, then you've not come to be taught. You must believe that this book is the testimony, the Word of Jesus Christ. If you believe that, then you can worship Him. If you don't believe that, then you cannot worship Him. And you're entering into a vain exercise. I think it is so important for you and I to realize that what we have gathered to do is not just worship Him in spirit, but also worship Him in what? Truth. And that means to bow before the authoritative Word of God. May we have the faith of the centurion. Do I hear an amen? Let's have the faith of the centurion today.